Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 today, verses 29 through 34. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 29 through 34. Paul goes on and says, "Otherwise, what do people mean by being baptized on behalf of the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized on their behalf? Why are we in danger every hour? I protest, brothers, by my pride in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I die every day. What do I gain if, humanly speaking, I fought with beasts at Ephesus, if the dead are not raised? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Wake up from your drunken stupor, as is right. Do not go on sinning, for some have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame." Paul was dealing with the fact that, as we've been looking at in our challenges through this book, especially this chapter, that there were those who were saying there is no resurrection of the dead. And there actually were some religious leaders in Israel called the Sadducees who didn't believe that there was any resurrection from the dead, that this life was all there is, and then once you pass from this life, that's it. And so Paul was saying to them, look, don't be corrupted by them. Beware of smart people, quote unquote, with a quote unquote new knowledge. Beware of those kind of folks. Beware of anyone that tries to say something that goes against the scriptures and the truth of God. Now, when it says otherwise, what do people mean by being baptized on behalf of the dead? There are those who try to think that this passage is saying that, well, if someone's already died, I can be baptized for them so they can go to heaven. No. What Paul's saying is this: why do people come to faith because of the witness of people who have already died, not to rise again? And then he goes, why suffer at all in this life? In other words, why would I be baptized on behalf of someone who had witnessed to me, who's died, who hasn't risen from the dead? What's the point of me getting baptized if these people that were witnesses. Remember Hebrews chapter 11, the Hall of Fame of Faith, men and women of faith who had given example of their faith in the Lord. Well, if they all died, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Sarah, and I could go on and look at Deborah and Jephthah, Samson, all these people, if they died and they're never going to rise again and they don't even exist anymore, why would I be baptized or come to faith in Jesus because of their witness? It's foolishness. Why would I, as Paul said, why do I fight beasts at Ephesus and if the dead aren't raised? You know, why do I go through what I'm going through if there's no resurrection of the dead? And then he says this: don't be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Don't listen to people that are lying to you because they're going to hurt you. It's not going to do you any good. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. It says, therefore, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, these are the men and women who have died, who are raised, that were baptized on their behalf, if you will. Since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which so clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. There have been people ahead of us that have gone, and they've endured, and we need to endure, and Jesus, how he endured, was looking forward to what was to come, and we need to look forward to what is to come, and if there's no resurrection of the dead, there's nothing to look forward to, because there's nothing to come. Do you see the foolishness of thinking that this life is all there is? In Matthew chapter 22, Jesus is dealing with these Sadducees who came to him and they said that there was no resurrection. And I love what Jesus says to them. He says to them in verse 29, "You are wrong because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor angels are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not a God of the dead, but of the living." Jesus talked to these Pharisees, and they had come up with this scenario where, using the law of God and the law of levirate marriage, this guy dies and he has all these different wives. Whose wife will she be in the resurrection in this life to come when people come alive again? And Jesus said, first off, when we get to heaven, there's no marriage. And second of all, you don't know the power of God or the scriptures. And so, folks, today's challenge is simply this: there is a life to come. And the only way you can enjoy the joy of it is through having your sins covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And then you'll become his child and you are rewarded and enter into it. But thinking that this life is all there is just going to get you into a world of mess. Stay away from those kind of people that say those things. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.